corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. Human services agencies say Governor Rod Blagojevich's cuts to their funding could have devastating consequences. That was the message last night at a public forum in Urbana. Bruce Wardini of the Prairie Center says his agency is facing $915,000 in cuts because of the governor's budget veto. He says the cuts are specific, and one of the programs to be eliminated is their medical detox program, which helps addicts wean themselves off drugs or alcohol. So Wardini says the loss of the program will mean more crime and more fatalities in Champaign, Ford, and Vermilion counties.
The tsunami is here. Winter is coming. And if the jails feel they're overcrowded now, if the emergency rooms feel they're overcrowded now, wait for the weather and wait for the temperature to go down. They don't know what the hell's going to hit them. That's what we're up against.
About 250 people attended the forum, which was sponsored by the Champaign County United Way and the county's Mental Health and Developmental Disability Boards. They're asking people to call on the state Senate, or rather than state leaders, to restore the human services funding, especially Senate President Emil Jones. Forum organizers want Jones to call a special Senate session to restore the funding cuts, something the House has already done. Kenneth Sean Kelly will be in his 80s at the end of his prison sentence for his role in the 2006 murders of a Champaign couple. A Champaign County judge yesterday sentenced the 35-year-old Kelly to 50 years, less time served for the murder of Jerry Haig. Under a plea agreement, charges in the murder of Sue Haig were dropped. During the sentencing hearing, defense attorney Randy Rosenbaum called the Haig murders a robbery gone bad and depicted Kelly as a weak-willed follower who was led into the crime by his then-girlfriend, Crystal Myrick. But Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz says that argument is irrelevant.
But the bottom line is the only people who really know what happened in that house are those three individuals. And the bottom line is that what they did was they beat and stabbed to death two innocent people. And so who did which part of it really doesn't matter.
The three people Reitz refers to are Kelly, Myrick, and Russell Pitcher. Myrick is scheduled to go on trial for her role in the Haig murders next month. Reitz says they're preparing to file charges against Pitcher, who's currently in custody in Iowa. Yesterday's sentencing hearing was interrupted by an outburst from the Haig's daughter and son-in-law. Kim Shackelford used her victim impact statement to shout at Kelly. Corey Shackelford then jumped on Kelly and had to be pulled off by court officers. He faces aggravated battery charges. The McLean County clerk has filed suit against the state's attorney, seeking $43,000 in legal fees she spent to defend herself against misconduct charges. A jury acquitted Peggy Ann Milton in August of last year of theft under $300, theft of labor, and official misconduct. She was accused of using county stamps for charity mailings and of having an employee drive her son home on county time. Milton filed the lawsuit against state's attorney Bill Yoder on Wednesday, alleging professional negligence and breach of contract. She claims Yoder wouldn't give her legal advice on how to be reimbursed for her legal fees. The governor's decision to close 11 state parks this fall is meeting plenty of opposition. Advocates for the parks have started local petition drives in many of the locations, and the lieutenant governor has also launched an online petition on his website. Rachel Pfaff of Morris says she was upset when she learned the nearby Gebbard Woods State Park and others would shut down as part of the governor's budget cutting. So Pfaff says she got involved.
I'm just an average housewife with three kids, that husband that commutes. We can't afford family vacations. And these state parks closing is a tragedy to everybody.
Pfaff says her petition drive has collected nearly 30,000 signatures. She says the parks provide low-cost recreation and educational opportunities. Governor Rod Blagojevich says the closing of the parks is necessary to deal with a state budget that's out of balance. His administration says closures will happen November 30th. Indiana's Department of Transportation says it soon expects to reopen Interstate 80-94 in northwestern Indiana, which has been closed since weekend flooding. NDOT officials say they anticipate reopening the highway by midday today. Crews are continuing to pump water from the roadway, but they also must sweep debris from the pavement before allowing traffic back onto the major route in the Chicago area. About 4 miles of I-80-94 has been closed from the Illinois state line to State Road 51 due to the flooding. In addition, NDOT closed I-65 northbound at U.S. 24 to ease traffic headed into northwestern Indiana. Officials aren't sure when I-65 will reopen. Tolls were temporarily waived on part of the Indiana toll road near the Illinois state line to help clear traffic. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Thank you.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
9:35, and we check in with Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jeff.
Nice weekend in store for us. Seems like no matter what you've got going on, whether it's a football game or you want to go out to the market down the square in Urbana, lots of things planned and lots of good weather for it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go anywhere in the two-state region over the next 4 or 5 days, no problems with the weather whatsoever. Just a beautiful forecast and temperatures in the upper 70s, lower 80s in the next several days. And I don't foresee any significant precipitation, at least through the end of the month. So I think we're going to end September around 8.36 inches here at WILL, which is way above average. But right now we have some very quiet.